Helping Hand, HPR1 stations, and online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Every Friday afternoon on All Things Considered, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to folks with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we've got a returning guest, the Muscular Dystrophy Association, Hawaii Chapter. According to Wikipedia, muscular dystrophy is a group of muscle diseases. It results in increasing weakening and breakdown of skeletal muscles over time. Disorders differ in which muscles are primarily affected, the degrees of weakness, how fast things progress, and when the symptoms begin. Many people eventually become unable to walk. Some types are also associated with problems in other organs. Hawaii Chapter of MDA is dedicated to curing muscular dystrophy, ALS, related neuromuscular diseases. They provide healthcare advocacy, education, and the Fill the Boot campaign, which is August 30th to September 2nd. It's where federal firefighters and Hawaii firefighters collect contributions. Muscular Dystrophy Association, Hawaii Chapter, their development officer, Brianna Littlefield. Welcome, Brianna. Thanks for doing this.
Dave, thank you for having us.
You're so welcome. Describe the group of diseases in general that, in a way that maybe you think the general public would understand.
Muscular dystrophy, in and of itself, is an umbrella term. We use those words to cover up to 43 different neuromuscular diseases. Some of them are a little more rare, some of them are a little bit more commonplace. ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, is one of the muscular dystrophies that we cover, tends to be one of the more household names that people are able to recognize. Muscular dystrophy, really, at its fundamental level, is a disability or a disease that causes dystrophy in the muscles. Over time, there is a weakening or worsening in the condition of an individual's ability to utilize those muscles, whether it's arms, legs, or even down to the organ muscles, you know, like your heart. So muscular dystrophy doesn't just mean that you can't do certain things physically. It means that your body, on all of its muscular levels, begins to shut down. Some of our diseases are adult onset, like ALS, and some of them are genetic. Some of them people are born with. Huge scope, a lot of variety in what we cover and what we deal with.
Are there some of those that are more common?
Yeah, so Duchenne muscular dystrophy is one of the diseases that we cover that's been making recent headlines. For a couple of decades now, MDA has been investing in research and clinical trials, specifically for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. 2 years ago, the FDA actually approved a treatment that covers about 13% of our population of DMD patients. Spinal muscular atrophy, SMA, is another one of our more common diseases. Even if you know someone that maybe has SMA or DMD, you might not recognize their diagnosis as this disease, per se.
They would generalize the terms themselves.
They would say, I have muscular dystrophy. They wouldn't say, I have spinal muscular atrophy.
That's why I guess I wanted to explain it a little, because it's really a lot of different things, and it's really serious.
And it's also, I think, important to know that it displays itself differently, and there really is no straight and narrow course of identifying, oh, this is without doubt Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It comes down to genetic testing and oftentimes process of elimination, unfortunately.
So when it comes to treatments of these conditions,
none are curable, and I will preface this too, I'm not a physician.
Sure.
I do work in the development side of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. So while we do have treatments for some of the diseases, there are no cures for any of them.
The treatments I'm imagining are going to be very different based on what the condition is.
So exactly. Earlier this week, we were fortunate enough to have a pharmaceutical company in our office, actually. They just came out with a brand new genetic test. They were explaining to us the format through which the patients are able to receive the treatment, and it's intensive. I mean, it's intravenous on a weekly basis for life. There really isn't any start and end date to a lot of these treatments.
Wow, that's some heavy stuff.
And for families here in Hawaii, I mean, that would involve traveling to where these treatment centers are being held, because it is so developmental. It's such a breakthrough for us. They're not available everywhere. Some of the clinical trials, we have families that want to get involved in and would require a relocation to Cambridge or to the medical meccas, Boston, San Diego, if they wanted to be involved in these preliminary trials.
Other services, programs that you want to shine a light on?
Yeah. Locally, one of our most used resources is our loan closet, a storage unit filled to the brim with durable medical equipment available for use and indefinite loan to anyone that is served or registered with our organization. So a lot of the times people will come in when they have their chair out for repair and they need something to use in the interim, and we're able to provide that. Hoyer lifts, scooters, walkers. We take these in, by donation of the public, so we are always also accepting donations to our loan closet. If someone has equipment at home, a hospital bed, a Hoyer lift, a wheelchair, a battery for their power chair, MDA is happy to evaluate that equipment and take in what is usable.
And that's a great thing on the flip side to know if you have a loved one that you cared for and you ended up having durable medical equipment like that and you're looking for a worthy source to have that go on in honor of your loved one and just to know that that equipment is being used by somebody who could really use it. That's a good thing to know, their loan closet.
And we do partner with a local vendor that goes out and picks up the equipment that is usable.
Cost to participate or receive care or support from you guys?
There is no cost. The families that are registered with MDA don't pay anything out of pocket.
And who provides your funding? And
so we raise all of our money locally. Our office is tasked with the responsibility of raising every dollar that we're going to spend here in Hawaii. So between our summer camp and recreation programs and our support groups and our loan closet, we're responsible for making sure that we have that funding.
No federal, state, anything?
No federal, no state funding.
It's all private contributions.
That's correct.
So every little bit helps then. And one way to do that is the Fill the Boot Drive, August 30th through September 2nd. That's next weekend, Labor Day weekend.
It is Labor Day weekend, which is one of the more infamous holidays for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. I know we've got listeners out there that remember the Labor Day telethon.
And the Fill the Boot Drive.
I
remember it from the late 70s.
Yes.
I remember it very well.
Over 60 years into our partnership with the International Association of Firefighters, and it started in Boston back in 1954.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember it at the summer. Jersey Shore in the summer, and always being there.
And the voluntary road tolls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, involuntary road tolls. Listen to you. That's exactly what it is. Well, and what a good cause. Paint a picture. People are going to look for this where. And
great. So over the course of 2 weeks, actually, we do have a couple of firefighters that will be going out.
Going out this weekend.
Yeah. Over in Maui, they're going to be out a little bit earlier.
Lanai or Molokai?
Actually, all. Yes.
Maui County.
Mm-hmm. And so what will that look like? You'll pull into your local foodland and you'll see firefighters canvassing the parking lot. There will be a fire truck parked somewhere on property. Signs, and they'll be carrying boots. They'll be inviting you to make a contribution, whether it's a handful of change or it's a dollar bill, or you want to take out your checkbook and write a check. They are accepting all contributions. They'll actually be at lots of locations throughout the islands.
Is there going to be a list online?
There will be, more likely on our Facebook.
In addition to that, there's other things you could do, volunteering,
absolutely,
providing specific skills, supplies. Maybe you guys need a vehicle to get to events. Maybe your office is too small. What are the kinds of things you want to throw out there?
The sky really is the limit for a lot of these things, Dave. Anyone that comes forward with a willing attitude and an open heart, we can find a way to connect them with the right opportunity to serve. But one of the great events that we do run locally, too, is our spring soiree next April, but we'll be in our 20th year. We're always taking in high prize auction items to put into our silent and live auction. So if you got a vacation home on a neighbor island and you're not using it for a weekend and you want to donate it to MDA, we actually just also launched an Emerging Leaders Network here locally, a young professionals group for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. We've got about 15 members, and what we focus on is professional development for people between the ages of 21 and 39. A little bit of that social networking element. We host Pauhana mixers on a bi-monthly basis, and then also service. We'll be operating our support group over at Shriners Hospital. Young professionals will come in and they'll volunteer their time to do activities and play games and interact with the families. Our emerging leaders are also launching an event in October at Bar 35 called our 0.0 Judgment Free Run. A fun play on the traditional 13.1 or 26.2. It's none of the miles and all of the beer, so to speak. We are looking for sponsors for that event and individuals or companies to contribute to the goodie bags for our participants. We're really kind of limitless in the way that companies can get involved in that event right now because this will be our inaugural year.
Got a lot of opportunities.
We try.
Got a little something for everybody. MDA.org/office/Hawaii. Hawaii at MDAUSA.org. 593-4454. You guys are just here in Honolulu, but servicing people across the state.
That's correct.
And so people would call the number here, and then you connect them with services that are in their community.
Correct.
Full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. Fill the Boot campaign with the Muscular Dystrophy Association Development Officer of the MDA Hawaii, Brianna Littlefield. On behalf of all the folks whose lives you're making a little bit easier. Thanks for doing what you're doing. I really appreciate you guys being out there.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.